You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates just a few minutes each week to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Chiara Rimella reports on the designers that are warming up the long, chilly image of Norwegian fashion abroad.
From the office of Andreas Holzweiler, a fashion agency owner come designer, you can see Oslo's glistening fjord, with the city's gleaming downtown skyscrapers just visible in the background. His eponymous company has been based on the waterfront since 2009. But until several years ago, few would have picked this idyllic setting as a place from which to run an ambitious fashion label that's capable of making waves beyond Oslo. In the past decade, Norway has questioned its dependence on fossil fuels and started diversifying its economy, so creative fields including music and design found their stride. But the fashion industry lagged, held back by an inferiority complex that has long defined the country's relationship with Sweden and Denmark, to which it has spent much of its history politically beholden and economically tied. As its neighbours churned out high street heavyweights and claimed the Scandinavian aesthetic for their own, Norway faded into the background. The discovery of North Sea oil also did little to focus the nation's creative credentials on small businesses. However, in the past 5 years, a new generation of Oslo-based designers, including Tom Wood, Avenue and Veronica Beaver-Lennis, have cut another shape entirely. But how? For Holzweiler, the change owes much to the influence of the country's fashion agencies, the firms that buy and distribute brands. Alongside Holzweiler, there's Blender, a big hitter with influence well beyond Norway's borders. Norway's discerning domestic spenders also brought demand for international labels to Oslo's retailers, which helped the shops here compete with more established players based in Sweden and Denmark. Young Norwegians started launching their own brands as they were exposed to high-end fashion and invigorated by the prospect of being displayed in independent and interesting local shops. This excitement about homegrown fashion was critical. A moneyed government may now be happy to inject cash into businesses, but not all have started this way. Brothers Emil, Benjamin and Alex Christad Martinsen founded fashion shop F5 without municipal money. What's now a two-story retailer on up-and-coming Princess Gate began life as a collective. In its original location, the trio rented out the shop's basement to five Norwegian designers and sold the designers' wares upstairs too. Nowadays, the guests have gone, but the shop remains one of Oslo's best. When it comes to manufacturing, Norwegian designers still have to rely on international factories well south of Oslo, from the Baltic states to Portugal. As the nation's oil wealth buried the need for a manufacturing industry, many factories producing wool and shoes closed. Made in Norway is too expensive for most brands, but not for Elisabeth Stray Pedersen. The young designer took over heritage brand Lillun 2 years ago and with it, the firm's factory. She now uses it to manufacture clothes for her own brand, ESB. And while collections have so far been limited to wool, the upcoming season sees her experimenting with textiles such as silk. Many of her competitors would squirm at the prospect of pricing themselves out of the international market. But Pedersen has found customers for her blanket-like coats from New York to the Netherlands. There are, of course, still obstacles to operating a nimble fashion business in such a wealthy country. It is costly, so brands must be resourceful. Bureaucracies and fees can swallow up margins, and high wages mean bigger teams are expensive to run. But with a network of hungry designers that understand how important it is to support each other, Norwegian fashion is finally pulling its socks up.
Our very special thanks to Chiara there for that report on the Norwegian fashion boom. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. Now you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. That's all from me, Josh Fannett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.